All right, top of that 7 o'clock hour, we head over. It's the Dick Putt Show with Randy Rothstein.
All right. Thank you, Angela, and good evening, everyone. The Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. Time to take a look at scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games played across central Minnesota this past week and weekend. Our Dick Putt Show brought to you tonight by Albany Chrysler Center, Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville, Sox Center Herald and Star Post, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, Kramer Lumber of Melrose, the Freeport State Bank, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, BNS Excavating, Willem Bring Dahl, Wilkin and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon and Albany, Hapley's Bar of Richmond, Westside Liquor in Wake Park, Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, Central Minnesota Realty, Kensington Insurance Agency of El Rosa in Belgrade. Our Dick Putt Show brought to you by Albany Fiber Communications, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, IPM Incorporated, that's Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Wake Park, Century 21 First Realty, John Dold, your realtor, Columbia Gear of Avon, Greenwald Insurance Agency, Ron's Oil and Propane, El Rosa Lumber, West Central Sanitation, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, Silver, or actually make it Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin, the Woodshop of Avon, Corky's Bar of Richmond, and Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joe. You bet. They bring us our Dick Putt Show every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on KASM Radio. Let's get into some scores and highlights. On Friday night in the Resorters League, we had Sox Center traveling over to Urbank, and Sox Center defeats Urbank by a score of 7-1. 7 runs, 12 hits, no errors for Sox Center, 1 run, 4 hits, and 2 errors for Urbank. Dylan Haskamp will start and go the distance for the Sox Center squad as he strikes out 16 in the win for the Titans. Catcher was Jake Haskamp. For Urbank, Andrew Johnson starts and takes the loss, relayed by Hunter Hagemiller in the 5th inning, and Austin Hadley comes in the 6th inning for Urbank, and the catcher, Hunter Arnold. Some hitting highlights for Sox Center, Derek Holm, 3-for-5 with a double and 4 RBIs, and Alex Kowski had a double. For Urbank, Austin Hadley was 2-for-4, and Hunter Arnold had a home run in the 7th inning. So a final on Friday night had Sox Center defeating Urbank by a score of 7-1. On Friday night over in the Sauk Valley League, Monticello at Sartell taking on the Muskies, and Sartell defeats Monticello by a score of 10-4. David Schlungen on the mound will pick up the win for Sartell, relieved by David Dominski. He'll get the save. Some hitting highlights for Sartell on Friday night. Ethan Carlson was 5-for-5 in this ballgame. Cody Parch had a 2-run home run, and Andrew Ritter picked up his first amateur hit. It was a 2-run home run for Ritter for the Sartell Muskies. For Monticello, Jason Axelberg had a 2-run home run for Monticello. A final on Friday night, it was Sartell 10 and Monticello 4. We're going to take a break here on the Dick Putt Show. When we come back, we're going to get scores and highlights from the Central Valley League and the County Line League.
Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin wishes the Martins and all Central Minnesota baseball teams good luck this amateur baseball season. Shady Silver Spur has happy hour Tuesday through Friday from 4 until 7 and Saturday and Sunday from 2 until 5 with $1 off domestic beer and rail pours. Friday, it's a wing and pizza special for $20, and Sunday, it's keys for cash at 5 p.m. Stop in before or after the game, and good luck Martins from Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin. For 80 years, Columbia Gear has been building gears and careers right here in the beautiful Avon Lakes area. Start building your career today at Columbia Gear in Avon, where their employees are their most valued assets. If you have good mechanical ability and want to be a part of a progressive work environment, Columbia Gear wants you to be a part of their successful team. With Columbia Gear's 80 years of experience of success in manufacturing gears, power transmission components, and assemblies, they have grown to be one of the largest family-owned employers in central Minnesota. Benefits include great weekly pay. Incredible benefits including weekly PTO accrual, paid holidays, 401k, low-cost health, dental, vision, and more. We are willing to train. Apply today and build your career today with Columbia Gear in Avon. We all look forward to annual traditions. Farmers returning to their fields and raising crops for another year. Ducks and geese are back from their winter vacation. And baseball is being played on our hometown fields. Farmers always have a renewed optimism for a profitable cropping season. And at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, we thank farmers for believing in the co-op model. Remember, it's not too late to do a custom farm plan or discuss with staff at Painesville Soil Center about crop scouting during the cropping season. Good luck to all the area amateur baseball teams from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your
dealer. Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville loves serving breakfast, lunch, and evening dinners to their loyal customers. New at Queen Bee's, it's Cedar Crest hard serve ice cream, available in 8 flavors. What a perfect treat after your meal. Have it in a bowl or take it to go in a regular or waffle cone. Plus, Queen Bee's can do the cooking for your graduation parties. Treat your guests to pulled pork, roast beef, or tacos. Just call and place your order at 243-3975. And don't forget, Queen Bee's has bar bingo every Tuesday night at 6:30, sponsored by the Painesville Lions.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to continue to support amateur baseball in Central Minnesota, and especially the Dick Putt Show. Hit a home run today and call us for any of your waste or recycling needs. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can provide whatever you need. We're proud how we have grown in this area, and we invite you to join many of your friends and neighbors and call us at 1-800-246-7630 or search for West Central Sanitation. Good neighbors, you've come to trust.
If you are in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 14 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralmnrealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
Chasm Radio, back to the Dick Putt Show. More scores and highlights.
All right. Thank you, Angela. Yeah, in the County Line League on Friday night, Atwater traveled over to Painesville, taking on the Pirates. And Atwater defeats Painesville in 11 innings, 1-0. One run, 9 hits, 1 error for Atwater. No runs, 2 hits, and an error for Painesville. Josh Kingery starts on the mound for Atwater. He'll go the first 10 innings, picking up the win, striking out 20 in the Atwater victory. David Kingery comes on in the 11th inning. He gets the save, and the catcher was Logan Strowman. For Painesville, Grady Fuchs starts, relieved by Bennett Evans in the 5th, Luke Johnson in the 8th. He takes the loss, and the catcher, Griffin Berkey. Some hitting highlights for Atwater on Friday night. Jeff Peterson was 2-for-5. Jackson Benn, 4-for-4. Jackson scored on the sacrifice fly hit by Josh Kingery in the 11th inning. Jackson was on third and scored on that sac fly. And Jordan Olson with a double. For Painesville, Grayson Fuchs and Garrett Lusink each had hits. So a final on Friday night. County Line League action, 11 innings. Atwater 1, Painesville nothing. Regal at Norway Lake Sundberg on Saturday, and Regal defeats Norway Lake Sundberg by a score of 5-4. 5 runs, 8 hits, and an error for Regal. 4 runs, 4 hits, 3 errors for Norway Lake Sundberg. Brandon Wadle will go the distance for Regal on Saturday, picking up the win. His catcher, Derek Dingerud. For Norway Lake Sundberg, Weston Jurdy will start, relieved by Jaden Hinchin, as Weston Jurdy will take the loss, and the catcher, Chris Moist. Some hitting highlights for Regal. Bennett Schultz was 1-for-2 with a double, and Derek Dingerud, 2-for-5, he had a double. For Norway Lake Sundberg, Christian Diedrich had 3 RBIs for Norway Lake Sundberg as Regal defeats Norway Lake Sundberg on Saturday 5-4. Over in the Central Valley League today, we got a couple games to report to you. Watkins at Kimball this afternoon, and Watkins defeats Kimball by a score of 7-5. Seven runs, nine hits, two errors for Watkins. Five runs, 12 hits, two errors for Kimball. Matt Geislinger starts on the mound for Watkins today, relieved by Dan Berg in the seventh. Dan will get the victory. Matt Geislinger with eight strikeouts today, and the catcher was Lincoln Hogan. For Kimball, Matt Dingman starts on the mound, relieved by Craig Meyer in the ninth. He'll take the loss, and the catcher, Cade Marquardt. Hitting highlights for Watkins. Brendan Ashton had a big day for the Clippers. He was 3-for-5. He had a double, and Brendan had a three-run home run in the ninth inning to put the Clippers up on top. He had four RBIs today, Ashton did. 2-for-3 for Nolan Geislinger this afternoon. Dan Berg was 2-for-4 with a double, and Carson Geislinger had a double. For Kimball today, Austin Rooley, 2-for-5 with a double. We had Tommy Friesen, 2-for-5. Matt Friesen was 3-for-4, and Cade Marquardt, he had a two-run home run in the eighth inning. Cade was 2-for-5 on the afternoon. Final today from Kimball had Watkins defeating Kimball 7-5. Luxembourg over in St. Nicholas this afternoon, and Luxembourg defeats St. Nick by a score of 7-1. Seven runs, 11 hits, and an error for Luxembourg. One run, six hits, and an error for St. Nick. J.T. Harn will start on the mound today for Luxembourg, picking up the win. He strikes out 14, relieved by Dusty Adams in the eighth, Brady Kenning in the ninth, and the catcher, Will Bachman. For St. Nick, Derek Keekley starts on the mound, taking the loss, relieved by Dylan Rausch in the fifth, Connor Lincoln in the seventh, Nick Howen in the eighth, and Caden Braun in the ninth. The catcher was Tanner Rausch. Hitting highlights for Luxembourg today. Josh Lanko, 3-for-5 with a double. Will Bachman, 2-for-5 with a double. And Derek Orth, 2-for-4 with a triple. For St. Nick, Damian Lincoln, 2-for-4. He had a double today. So a final this afternoon had Luxembourg defeating St. Nick 7-1. Take another break here on the Dick Butch Show. When we come back, we'll take a look at scores and highlights from the Victory League after these messages.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area since 1996. They are licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Cutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, class 5, basements, dozer, and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They are available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area. Proud to sponsor Albany Huskies Sports on Chasm.
Dairyland Supply and Sac Center has been your go-to short-line farm equipment dealer for 49 years. We specialize in the feeding and manure handling for your farming operation. Dairyland Supply has 16 employees with over 200 years of combined experience, and we are here to help. If you are needing to purchase equipment, need repair on your equipment, or if you need parts to fix your equipment, then give Dairyland Supply a call. We have the experience to keep your operation running smoothly. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, with three locations to serve you better: New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks, J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, they can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or small. Phone them at 320-837-5288 or check online at www.wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, serving the area for over 100 years. This past winter was a brutal one, and maybe you noticed your windows were a bit drafty and you are thinking of replacing. El Rosa Lumber and Thermotech work together to bring you the efficient windows you need in your home, plus they add value and improve the looks of your home. Contact El Rosa Lumber and ask them about installing Thermotech windows in your home this summer or fall. Save on cooling this summer and heating this coming winter season. Remember El Rosa Lumber and Thermotech for your next project. They thank you for your business.
Whether buying or selling real estate, It's one of the biggest investments you'll make in your lifetime. Hi, this is John Dold of Century 21 First Realty. I had the opportunity to play amateur baseball for the Richmond Royals for 17 years and built lifelong friendships. It was there I discovered that so many of my peers made the decision to buy their first home so they could remain close and play baseball for their hometown team. Now my team is Century 21 First Realty. If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, business, or farm, call me at 320-492-7010. Email john.dold at century21.com or visit John Dole Real Estate on Facebook.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown 4-1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Hi, Dan Zimmerman here for the law firm of Willenbring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman with the rest of my waiter's story. So I was standing in a duck slough in my old waiter's when I noticed that familiar, uncomfortable feeling as an apparent leak began letting in some pretty cold water. It was at that moment that I thought, old waiter's are just like old estate plans. You need to tend to them from time to time to keep them leaked. Sometimes a patch will do, and sometimes replacement is needed. Spending a little to save a lot is the key, not only for you, but your loved ones too. Willenbring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman can help. Keep listening to Chasm for details.
Chasm Radio, back to the Dick Putz Report with Randy Rothstein.
Thank you, Angela. Let's go over to the Victory League. On Thursday night, the Piers Brewers came to Blattner Field in Avon, and Avon defeated the Piers Brewers by a score of 2-0. 2 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Avon, no runs, 5 hits, and no errors for the Piers Brewers. Elaine Mosqueda starts on the mound for Avon, relieved by Cole Wellman in the 7th. He'll get the win, and the catcher was Carter Holthouse. Jonah Prokot will go the distance for the Piers Brewers. He takes the loss as he strikes out 11, and his catcher, Gunnar Wicklund. Some hitting highlights for Avon on Thursday night. Joe Dolan was 2-for-4 in the ball game. Reese Gregory, 2-for-3. Reese delivered a 2-run home run in the 8th inning. He had both RBIs for the Lakers, and Carter Phillippe with a double. For the Piers Brewers, Jonah Prokot had a double, and Mike Liedenfrost was 2-for-4. So a final on Thursday in the Victory League. It was Avon 2, the Piers Brewers 0. On Saturday over in the Victory League, Sobieski made their way to Foley, and Foley defeats Sobieski by a score of 7-3. 7 runs, 12 hits for Foley, 3 runs, 12 hits for Sobieski. Alex Voss will start on the mound for Foley as he gets the win. Michael Molzop will come in the 7th inning. He'll pick up the save. For Sobieski, Colin Ekman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Colin Cray in the 6th inning. Hitting highlights for Foley. Drew Beyer continues his hot hitting all season. Beyer, 4-for-5. He had 2 doubles and a home run. Colby Johnson was 2-for-4, and Dan Murad and Noah Winkelman each doubled for Foley. For Sobieski, Matt Phillippe, 3-for-5 with a double. Riley Hirsch was 3-for-5. Jake Pond, 2-for-5 with a double. So a final again on Saturday at Foley defeating Sobieski 7-3. Upsala made their way over to Swanville on Saturday, and Upsala defeats Swanville by a score of 7-1. 7 runs, 6 hits, and an error for Upsala. 1 run, 6 hits, 2 errors for Swanville. Matt Swanson starts on the mound for Upsala. He'll pick up the win, relieved by Levi Lampert in the 6th. He gets the save. Catcher Justin Cheon. For Swanville, Cooper T. Schaefer will start. He'll take the loss. He pitches a complete game, and his catcher was Tren Dilius. Hitting highlights for Upsala on Saturday. Levi Lampert, 2-for-4. Levi had a leadoff home run in the 1st inning, an RBI triple in the 6th. Matt Swanson and Brock Cheon each had 2 hits for Upsala. For Swanville, Hunter Moore was 2-for-3 with an RBI, and Travis Bartel doubled. So final on Saturday at Upsala defeating Swanville by a score of 7-1. On Sunday in the Victory League, Sobieski hosted Randall, and Sobieski defeats Randall today by a score of 3-0. 3 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for Sobieski. No runs, 2 hits for airs for Randall. Dusty Parker will start on the mound for Sobieski today. He pitches a complete game, allowing just two hits, and he'll pick up the win. Travis Wenzel, he went the distance for Randall today and took the loss. Bola Toms was 2-for-3 for Sobieski today, and Jake Capon 2-for-4 for the Skis. And for Randall this afternoon, Kyle Peterchik and Dylan Lukasiewicz both had the hits for Randall. And Sobieski defeats Randall today 3-0 in Victory League action. That's going to do it for Victory League scores and highlights. We'll take a break. We'll come back with Stearns County League scores and highlights right after these messages.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sox Center Herald or the Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesdays and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon. And the Sox Center Herald is published weekly on Thursdays. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers, or pick up weekly editions in many local grocery and convenience stores. We are proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sox Center Herald and the Star Post. Stearns County baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority, with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. For all of your excavating needs, give BNS Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, design, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, BNS Excavating, Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams. Greenwald Insurance Agency is proud to sponsor the Dick Putz Show, a longtime aired program on KESM. Good luck to all the area teams from the Greenwald Insurance Agency. Come see us at Greenwald Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Troy Freeler, Lisa Bertram, Ruth Heinen, and Jim Camphenkel are all available to help you with all of your farm, home, auto, health, and business insurance needs. Give us a call, 987-3223 today.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Stop in at QPC Store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op, 320-987-3297.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor, with 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor is one near you.
Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Oh, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-2101.
Chasm Radio, back to the Dick Putz Show. More scores and highlights.
All right, Angela, let's go over to the Stearns County League tonight. And on Friday night in the Stearns County League, it was Lake Henry at Farming, and Lake Henry defeats Farming by a score of 5-4. 5 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for Lake Henry, 4 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for Farming. On the mound for Lake Henry, Trent Wentland starts, relieved by Jason Campson in the ninth. He'll get the win, the catcher Shane Campson. For Farming, Adam Neibauer starts, relieved by Tyler Schrader in the eighth. He'll take the loss, and the catcher Josh Becker. Hitting highlights for Lake Henry on Friday night, Trent Wentland, 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs in the ballgame. Carter Wessel and Jason Campson with hits for the Lakers. For Farming, Aaron Eink was 2-for-4 in the ballgame. Will Mergen, 2-for-5, and Carson Holthouse had a double. So final in 10 innings on Friday night, it was Lake Henry 5, Farming 4. On Friday night, it was El Rosa over in St. Martin at Ray Weber Field, and El Rosa defeats St. Martin by a score of 2-0. 2 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for El Rosa. No runs, 1 hit, 2 errors for St. Martin. Peyton Van Beck on the mound for El Rosa on Friday night. He'll pick up the win. Relayed by Will Van Beck in the ninth, he'll get the save, and the catcher was Blaine Fisher. For St. Martin, Scott Leeser goes the distance. He'll take the loss, and the catcher, Brian Schlungen. Hitting highlights for El Rosa on Friday night, Jackson Peter, he had a double and an RBI. Derek Wiener, 1-for-4. He had a solo home run in the fourth inning, and Will Van Beck was 2-for-4. For St. Martin, Kyle Leeser picking up their hit. That was a double for the Martins. Final on Friday night had El Rosa defeating St. Martin 2-0. Ball games on Saturday in the Stearns County League. El Rosa, they went over to New Munich on Saturday afternoon, and El Rosa defeats New Munich by a score of 1-0. 1 run, 5 hits, 2 errors for El Rosa. No runs, 9 hits, and an error for New Munich. Ethan Vogt will start on the mound on Saturday afternoon. He'll get the win, relieved by Will Van Beck in the ninth. He gets the save and the catcher, Blaine Fisher. For New Munich, Ty Reller will go the distance, taking the loss, and his catcher, Logan Funk. Hitting highlights for El Rosa on Saturday afternoon, Gavin Campson was 2-for-4, and Kevin Kiefler, 1-for-4. Kevin had the game's only RBI. For New Munich, Will Funk, 3-for-4 in the ballgame. Will had a double. Brandon Holm was 2-for-4. Devin Hansen, 2-for-4. And Logan Funk, 2-for-4. So final on Saturday from New Munich, it was El Rosa 1, New Munich nothing. Last night over in St. Martin, our Chasm Game of the Week had St. Martin taking on Farming, and St. Martin defeats Farming by a score of 9-1. 9 runs, 6 hits, and an error for the Martins. 1 run, 6 hits, 2 errors for Farming. Ben Schrader starts on the mound for St. Martin, gives way to Carter Thielen in the fourth. Carter will pick up the win. Brian Schlungen comes on in the ninth inning, and the catchers were Brian Schlungen and Kyle Leeser. For Farming, Adam Winkle starts, taking the loss, relieved by Blake Winkles in the sixth, Bray Nank in the seventh, and the catcher was Cody Perret. Some hitting highlights for St. Martin on Saturday night. Nolan Reeder was 2-for-4, and Scott Leeser, 2-for-4. He had a big 3-run home run in the third inning and 3 RBIs. Josh Becker, 2-for-4 for Farming on Saturday night, as St. Martin defeats Farming by a score of 9-1. On Saturday, Greenwald over in Spring Hill, and Spring Hill defeats Greenwald by a score of 2-1. 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors for Spring Hill. 1 run, 4 hits, 2 errors for Greenwald. Ben Welly will pick up the win as he goes the distance. His catcher, Nathan Terrace. For Greenwald, Tyler Hoffman starts. He takes the loss as he goes the distance. His catcher, Tyler Thomas. Jamie Terrace had a double and an RBI for Spring Hill on Saturday. And Greenwald, Gabe Schweders, had a double. So a final on Saturday had Spring Hill defeating Greenwald 2-1. Roscoe made the trip to New Munich today in the lone game on Sunday afternoon in the Stearns County League, and New Munich defeats Roscoe by a score of 9-0. 9 runs, 14 hits, and an error for New Munich. No runs, 5 hits, and an error for Roscoe. Caden Sand will start on the mound for New Munich. He picks up the win, relayed by Will Funk in the seventh, Brandon Holm in the eighth, and the catcher, Logan Funk. For Roscoe, Josiah Utch starts, taking the loss, relayed by Parker Brzezinka in the fifth, Bryce Vanderbeek in the eighth, and the catcher, Max Ottman. Hitting highlights for New Munich today, Carter Beer, 2-for-6. Brandon Holm was 2-for-3 on the day. Logan Funk, 2-for-4. He had a double. Caden Sand was 2-for-4 today. Carter Schiffler, 2-for-2 for the Silver Streaks. And Ian Funk and Hunter Goyle were each 1-for-1. For Roscoe, Chris Vanderbeek with a double this afternoon as New Munich defeats Roscoe 9-0. That'll do it for Stearns County League scores and highlights. When we come back, we'll take a look at a few exhibition games, we'll take a look at some schedules, and we will announce our next location for the Chasm Game of the Week. That's all coming up after these messages.
Set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop in and enjoy a pizza, your favorite beverage, popcorn, or microwave sandwich. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Bob, Johnny, Nancy, Coco, Bonnie, Amy, and Doug. At Halfley's Bar, you can always play a friendly game of darts or try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Swing by Halfley's Bar in Richmond where the beer is cold and the conversation inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Butch Show since the beginning of time. Finding that missing shin guard, remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things like not being that fan. That's simple human sense.
Call Nancy Mathiason or Julie Anderson at Kensington Insurance. Your future protected.
Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Woodshop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Woodshop of Avon. Thermotech Premium Windows and Doors have been framing your world since 1933 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and great comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech Windows and Doors for your building or remodeling.
The team at Ron's Oil and Propane is here to provide fuel, gas, and propane for your home, farm, or business. Hit a home run by calling Ron's Oil and Propane for all your energy needs.
Call Ron's 320-256-3680 or check him out online, ronsfuels.com, RAHNfuels.com.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park.
In the business of promoting your business.
Hey, it's Dale from Promotional Resources. Baseball season is here. If you are in need of a new athletic supplier, give me a call. Everything from team uniforms, caps, jackets, and t-shirts. We can do it all. I would love the opportunity to earn your business as the supplier of these products for your team. This is Dale. Give me a shot, and I will earn your business.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
Chasm Radio, back to the Dick Butch Show with Randy Rothstein.
Thank you, Angela. Let's take a look at a couple of these exhibition games that were played earlier in the week on Wednesday night. It was Avon at Pearl Lake, and Pearl Lake defeats Avon in 7 innings, 6-0. 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Pearl Lake. No runs, 2 hits, and an error for Avon. Chance Berger on the mound will get the complete 7-inning victory for Pearl Lake as he picks up the win. Avon pitching, Jackson Henderson starts, taking the loss, relieved by Adam Harlander in the second, Carter Holthouse in the third, and Joe Dolan in the fifth. Hitting highlights for Pearl Lake on Wednesday night, Grant Wensman, 2-for-3, he had a home run in the sixth inning. Adam Braun, 2-for-3, he had a home run in the first inning, and Chance Berger with a double. For Avon, Bennett Hilla had a hit, and Reese Gregory had a double. A final on Wednesday night had Pearl Lake defeating Avon 6-0. And then on Saturday, Kimball was at Clearwater, and Clearwater defeats Kimball by a score of 11-4. 11 runs, 11 hits, and an error for Clearwater. 4 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors for Kimball. Andy Knepps will start on the mound for Clearwater, picking up the win, relieved by Brian McClellan in the 8th inning, and the catchers were Al Smith and Adam Smith. For Kimball, Skylar Gruba starts, taking the loss, relieved by Craig Meyer in the 4th, Noah Young in the 7th, Matt Friesen in the 8th, and the catchers, Cade Marquardt and Jackson Marquardt. Some hitting highlights for Clearwater on Saturday. Sam Schlegel, 2-for-4 with a triple. Brian McCallum, 4-for-4. He had 2 doubles in the ballgame. Zeese Schlegel had a double, and Joe Effelt with a double. For Kimball, Adam Beyer was 2-for-3. He had a solo home run in the 8th inning. Brooks Marquardt, 2-for-3, and Cody Leiter, 2-for-3. So an exhibition final on Saturday, Clearwater 11 and Kimball 4. All right, let's go to our schedules here and find out our upcoming games in the Stearns County League. Next Friday night, it'll be Meyer Grove at Al Rosa. That's at 8 o'clock on Friday in the Stearns County League. On Saturday at 11 o'clock, it'll be Greenwald at Meyer Grove on July the 8th and Lake Henry at Richmond at 1:30 in Stearns County League action. And then on Sunday in the Stearns County League at 11 o'clock in the morning, Farming at Greenwald. That's at 11 o'clock, Farming at Greenwald. At 1:30, it'll be Lake Henry at Al Rosa, Richmond at Roscoe, and Spring Hill at New Munich. That's next Sunday, July the 9th in the Stearns County League. Over in the Victory League, coming up next weekend on Friday night, it will be the Piers Lakers at Avon. That's at 7:30, taking on the Lakers. On Saturday, we have Royalton at St. Stephen. That's a 1:30 game on Saturday. And then on Sunday, it'll be Buckman at the Piers Bulldogs at 1:30. The Piers Lakers will be at St. Matthias at 1:30 on Sunday. Fort Ripley at Nisswa at 1:30. Aiken will be at Foley at 1:30 on Sunday, and Royalton at the Piers Brewers. That'll be at 1:30. No, make that Royalton at the Piers Brewers. That'll be at 4:30 on Sunday. A few other Victory League games coming up next weekend. And that'll be on Saturday, where Royalton will be at St. Stephen at 1:30 on Saturday. St. Wendell is at St. Stephen, 1:30 on Sunday. 1:30 on Sunday. Opole will be at Randall at 1:30 on Sunday. Upsala will be at Sobieski at 1:30 on Sunday over in the Victory League on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. In the Central Valley League, we have Luxembourg will be at Watkins. That'll be at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Luxembourg at Watkins, 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. And we have the Cold Spring Rockies. They'll be hosting Luxembourg at 2 o'clock on Sunday. Cold Spring Rockies hosting Luxembourg at 2 o'clock on Sunday. In the County Line League, coming up next weekend, on Friday night, Raymond will be at Spicer, taking on New London Spicer. And then New London Spicer on Saturday will be at Wilmer, taking on the Rails. And then on Sunday, we have New London Spicer at Regal. New London Spicer will be at Regal next Sunday in County Line League action. And just looking, Painesville next Sunday. Painesville will be at Sunburg. That's a 1:30 start next Sunday. Painesville will be at Norway Lake Sunburg. In the Sauk Valley League, what do we got going on this coming weekend? On Friday, on Friday night, we have baseball. No, it's going to be, we're going to go to Sunday here. Albertville at St. Joe on Sunday. That's at 1:30. We have Sartell Stone Ponies. They'll be at Clear Lake on Sunday. The Sauk Rapids Cyclones will be at Becker. That's at 7 o'clock Sunday night. And looks like on Wednesday night, July the 5th, the Avon Lakers will take on the St. Joe Joes. That'll be at 6:30 from St. Joseph, and Fox 9, their town ball tour, will be in St. Joseph on Wednesday night, covering Avon and St. Joseph. Exhibition game there, that'll be on Wednesday night. So, where is the next Chasm game of the week? And we will be in Watkins next Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock, where Watkins plays host to Luxembourg. That's your next Chasm game of the week. That'll be Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock, Luxembourg at Watkins. We'll have that here on KASM Radio. And that's going to do it for now. Another Dick Putz Show here on KASM Radio. You all have a good night, and thank you to Angela Mergen for producing the Dick Putz Show back at our studios in Albany. This is Randy Rothstein. Enjoy the rest of your evening.